Hello there, goddess. Welcome back. This is day 8 of the Slay Challenge, and it is the beginning of week 2 for us. Our theme for the entirety of this week is vision. If our ultimate goal is to come up with or create a vision for living our best lives, I think we have to have some foundational principles in place first. There's a couple that I want to talk to you about. So we'll do one today, one tomorrow, then we'll jump into the good good. Deal? Deal. Today's foundational principle is about selfishness. The goal here is to just take some time to reevaluate what selfish and selfless mean to you and what they've meant to you your entire life. Now, as you do this, take heed to my definition of selfishness, and hopefully you'll add it to your repertoire of self-love knowledge. And hopefully it'll come in handy during this whole Slay Challenge process. To me, selfishness means a commitment to self-love by caring for the mind, body, and spirit of oneself before all others, thereby allowing oneself a greater capacity to love, nurture, and care for others. Thus, selfishness instills one's sanity and ability to continue to nurture effectively. Selfless people are just usually nurturers by nature, and they give of themselves quite freely. They often end up being taken advantage of because of their giving heart. They end up doing more than their fair share of work, be it in their home or work environments. And for them, selflessness has proved to kind of be like kryptonite, you know, and it proves it time and time again by causing them to work insanely, incessantly, and eventually it can lead them to the crazy. Yes, the crazy place where they often have nervous breakdowns or develop diseases or conditions because of stressful and unhealthy practices. So I am calling all goddesses who live in this manner to cease and desist this practice immediately. For this part of your journey, selfishness is required. Selfishness again. And this is your message for today. Selfishness is a commitment to self-love by caring for the mind, body, and spirit of oneself before all others, thereby allowing oneself a greater capacity to love, nurture, and care for others. Quote, deal with yourself as an individual worthy of respect and make everyone else deal with you the same way. Nikki Giovanni. Affirmation. I commit to self-love by caring for my mind, body, and spirit before I care for all others. I commit to self-love by caring for my mind, body, and spirit before I care for all others. So your task of the day is to answer the question, how do I feel about committing to fully loving myself first? before all other things, how do I feel about committing to fully loving myself? Okay, Goddess, that's it for the day. Welcome to week 2. Welcome to your slay. Welcome to a new vision for your rebirth. I am happy that you decided to stick this out and actually think about your vision for your life. Let's do it. Now go out and have a phenomenal day. And remember to keep laughing, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.